Hello everyone, I'm Maxime, I'm from France, and I'm working at INRIA and Orange as a PhD student, so I started recently. And last year, when I discovered the BPF, I had the opportunity to make a performance evaluation of the BPF verifier, and I learned something on it, and today I will show you some observations I made. So I'll start by making some differences between some kernel versions, and then I'll compare the BPF verifier with Prevail because it gives us a comparison point. So this is a simple representation of the BPF verifier. So it is a static analyzer. It verifies the behavior of the received programs inside the kernel. And it checks that the program match a set of specifications, like not jumping outside the instructions or leaking kernel data. It does a two-step verification. It starts by working on the instruction to check if there are unreachable instructions or backages if you don't have capabilities. In this case, it rejects your program. And the second step is verifying the behavior of the program. So it starts with the subprogs and then the prog. And if the program is accepted, it is then JIT compiled and attached to a hook point waiting for an event to trigger the program. Over the years, new features have been added and the verifier is getting more complex. Some bugs will be introduced since it is a complex component. It is hard to assure the safety of the entire kernel and of the BPF verifier because it is complex and it is not formally defined and it is not well documented. And the BPF verifier can also reject prompts which should be accepted, so it does false positive. However, since few years, BPF has been an active research field. Some works have been done on finding bugs, so dynamically using Fuser. Or statically with, for example, Agni, which uses SMT solver. There are also a question of isolation using software and hardware-based approach with Intel MPK or ARM MTA. And there are also other methods to verify programs which have been proposed, like Prevail. Prevail is another verifier of BPF programs introduced in 2019. It is used on some projects, and it is used on Windows. So I'll come back a bit later to the Prevail in the second part of the talk. So BPF exists on the Linux kernel since 2014, and since the years, many modifications have been made on the verifier. And some of these modifications could have an impact on the performance of the verifier. So we are going to check how some versions of the verifier behaves in terms of verification time, memory footprint, and program rejection. For our experiment, we use 8 versions of Ubuntu, so we start with kernel 4.19 to 6.10. We use a set of pre-compiled programs from the Prevail repository. And since some of these programs contain custom sections